you're in search of a great new bottle of wine, or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, Leanne, I forgot to tell you, I sent you an email earlier this week. I was sitting here going, now is it Leanna or Charlie that always requires that you send them a text letting them know that you got an email?
No, I got it. I got
it. Hey, you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. I'm not Mike.
I'm not Stu. And I'm not Leanna either.
Yeah. So,
anywho. Good morning, Stu, and good morning, Leanna. How are y'all?
Good morning.
Moist morning. Moist morning.
It is moist.
Yes.
Oh, stop saying that word.
And chunky.
And is it chunky out there? I didn't notice chunky yet.
You know, all week it has been 40% chance of rain or more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice the first time it's rained. I mean, it's sprinkled, and we've had some spring drizzle.
Missed it.
But it has been very cool. Yesterday was very cool.
I could put up with that during the summer.
Yeah, I can handle that for June.
Yeah.
No problem. You know, a few years ago, we had that. It rained so much during the summer that we only had 3 days that got above 90 degrees. Everyone else was complaining, but I was loving it because I was staying at that old house out in Satsuma. The AC could not keep up.
I remember
up.
That.
And I was very happy because that was the first summer I'd spent up there where the AC kept it below 80 degrees during the daytime. So I was very happy. It was a rental, so I couldn't change out the AC. What it had.
And, you know, it's been much warmer up north of us. It's like 10 degrees.
I've got a friend who lives in Idaho Falls. And she every weekend, she and a bunch of girls go on a Harley ride. And in case her mom's listening, Honda Rebel ride, because her mom doesn't know she has a Harley now. She's 50, but she's hiding the Harley from her mom. And I texted her yesterday. I said, I have a feeling that you went on some kind of ride today that involved some kind of beautiful mountains in the distance. And she sent me a picture. They rode a circle around Grand Teton National Park.
Oh, nice.
She said the only thing was it was 90 degrees.
Oh, wow.
In the Rockies.
So.
Yeah. So she's, so, yeah, so you're right. I'm enjoying the cool weather.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of those people don't have air conditioners up there.
Right.
Like North Dakota, they don't.
That's true.
A lot of people don't have air conditioners.
And Colorado.
Then, yeah, but, you know, it'll also be 10 years before they see another 90-degree day. So
yeah.
They'll be okay.
Right.
Mike, right, you going to join us this morning?
Yeah, I'm trying to post something. But
I know. You're trying to get in Facebook jail again. Man, we got two guests today, Mike.
That's awesome. Who we got?
Well, the first one, are you familiar with Margot Alderton?
Yes.
Yeah, because you've been to Firehouse Wine Bar
a time or two.
Yeah. They are having a pairing dinner next weekend.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, it just kind of slipped by me tonight. So I'm going to have her come on in the next segment. She's going to tell us about that. Because, folks, the pairing menus are back. You can go out to dinner and have something other than just menu stuff again. Restaurants and places are able to go back to doing this. And really, these pairing dinners, man, we look so forward to this, the people in the kitchen, to do something new other than what they do every single day.
Yeah.
To flex our creative muscles, so to speak. So it's good to see these people who have just, I mean, simplified menus. That's just like if you work on an assembly line, it's tightening that same screw 472 times an hour.
Yeah.
So it's good for that. And then we're going to have Matt Lamond on, who he's the one gearing up that new food hall, The Insider, that's getting ready to open. So we're going to attack.
He's quite an entrepreneur. He's always got something going on.
Well, you can pick his brain here a little bit, buddy. See if he can give you some inspiration.
Well, he's got one that, as far as bushwhackers, not on the beach, not at the beach, at one of his outlets there, O'Daly's. He's got a bushwhacker that's just as good, if not better, than the ones on the beach.
But
that's
not all they have.
I know. He's got more than I could shake a stick at.
Guilty pleasures. I'm hitting you with this out of left field. You know what a guilty pleasure is. Yeah. It's a thing you probably shouldn't have or a little embarrassed, but mm-hmm. you love it anyway. I would say one of yours is Miller High Life.
You know, when it's time to relax.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, one of mine is, and I think Leanna will get this, a 20-ounce Mountain Dew and a king-size Snicker with almonds.
Ooh, yummy.
Yeah.
That does sound good.
Yeah. Another one of mine is Captain D's.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. One real quick. Bark's Root Beer has bite. That means it has caffeine in it. Most root beers don't.
Right.
And a Snickers bar.
Yeah. Regular Snickers.
I do like Bark's.
The good old regular Snickers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's good to cook with. Bark's is really good.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Snickers was.
You know, you just... That gets you through the hunger craze on your...
According to Tyler Florence, great chef from Food Network, Southern boy from South Carolina, the deep-fried Snickers is the most overrated thing you will ever do. I watched him do... This guy wanted to learn how to do pub food on that show he did, Rescue 911, when they come into your home. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, rescue chef, and he helps you do the dish you're struggling with, and he helped this guy do traditional Scottish pub food, and they got to the deep fried Snickers, and Tyler took a bite and went, well, that was a whole lot of work to go through for something that tastes just like a Snickers.
he didn't change it at all.
Now the deep fried Oreo, those are fantastic.
Really, I've never tried any of those.
There used to be a place in Saraland called Fatheads, P-H-A-T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better chicken tenders than anybody else out there. Not that that's a big deal. Chicken tenders aren't great. They had steak fingers.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Were fantastic, and their sauce is good. But their dessert was fried Oreos, and it would say, eat them while you're waiting on your food, because you can't take them home. If you take them home, they're going to be terrible.
A greasy mess.
Immediately get soggy.
No.
Yeah. So it's sit here and eat it, and then go home and take the rest of the food and eat it. But
I mean, I won't argue with eating dessert first.
Yeah, no kidding. Mike's just looking at me angrily, like,
I'm thinking, why are you so mad? Why can't I take him home?
Yeah, well, you can take him home. It just won't be any good.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. I'm a guy that likes to eat my dessert first.
Yeah.
I do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm backwards. Yeah. I almost said something.
Yeah.
I almost said the word that got me in Facebook.
Bass-ackwards? You almost said bass-ackwards?
That's it.
Yeah.
Y'all don't get me in trouble this morning.
No, okay. We try not to.
They're sleeping upstairs.
Hey, Stu.
Hey,
guess
Mike.
What?
What?
We got a few new sponsors.
Oh, Dill, tell me.
Nice.
One of them is Le Bichon Wine Bar in Tapas Bar.
That is a wonderful place.
It is. Great. Their food is photogenic, and it's delicious. It's delicious, too.
It but walks the catwalk.
One thing that they got there.
Yeah.
One thing they got there. Natalia makes a heck of a shrimp salad, but Dave's pimento cheese.
I've heard the chatter
and
about
he
this.
Even grows the jalapenos that go in it.
Pimento cheese has to have jalapeno peppers. That's one of the things that's missing from the store bought ones, unless you get the one with jalapeno.
You remember how people used to go totally into Cocker to Walk to buy just during the day? I had to keep an employee at Cocker to Walk just to sell coleslaw during the day.
I don't get it, but sure.
But they did.
Yeah.
And so I bet one day soon, especially after them advertising here, they're going to have to pay somebody to stand there all day long and sell pimento cheese out the door.
Pimento cheese. No, I'm saying pimento cheese.
Okay. And the other one's our good friend Tony Sawyer, Bob's Downtown Diner.
That place is fantastic.
Well, they got that real famous meal on there.
Yeah, that you've never had.
I've had it before.
You finally have?
I was the inspiration of it.
I know, but you never ordered it.
The Bailey Special is the most expensive item on there, but it's like the Curtis Mathis TV. Yeah. It's expensive, but it's darn well worth it.
Yeah.
Just like the commercial. And it's on
just
the corner
like Mike.
It's on the corner of Fat and Abby.
Yeah.
Wait, what is that?
Huh?
What
a ribeye.
Steak and eggs.
Yeah.
And he had it on the menu named after you almost a year before you tried it?
No, I had it, and then he put it on there.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I was his guinea pig. He said, Mike Bailey, what do you think about this?
Mike Bailey.
That's Noel. And anyway, our good friends are back to sponsor our call-in line.
All right.
Callahan's Irish Social
Club. That L.A. burger on Wednesdays, get there early. They only make two dozen.
Their smoked tuna is phenomenal.
Oh,
I love their smoked tuna.
That's one dish I would like to see on just about every restaurant on the Gulf Coast, especially if you do seafood. Mm-hmm. And if you get down to Gulf Shores, you'll see it on most of them. Orange Beach is smoked.
I see food again.
Oh, that's very good.
The Gulf.
Hey, 343-0106. It's the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
Text the fives.
Anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back. Just to have a...
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Michael, have you ever been to Firehouse Wine Bar?
Once or twice or a thousand times.
Yeah. Well, we have Margo on the line from Firehouse Wine Bar, and she's going to tell us about, you've got a pairing dinner coming up.
Hello.
And Margo.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you,
Margo? Caught you off guard, didn't we?
Doing well.
This is Stu. I am aware that you may know my co-host, Mike Bailey. He may have been in there a time or two.
I've seen him once or twice. I think he likes wine. Dang. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never know because I'm told I'm the moodiest wine drinker there is by one of your staff there. So you never figure out what I'm going to drink, and neither can I until I get there. But how you doing?
You like to mix it up. That's all. That's good.
I keep it fresh, yes.
Yeah. So you've got, is it a tour of Italy that you're doing?
Yes, so we've started doing kind of what we call pop-up pairings every month or two, kind of depending on what we've tasted, some really fun wines that we think are interesting and we want to share. And we're doing one next Sunday on June 13th, and it's focusing on 4 Italian wines and then 5 kind of small plates that are native to the regions that the wines are also from.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Mm. So I'm guessing Parmesan or prosciutto might show up.
Yes.
Because that Parma region's pretty good.
Yeah, we're doing a couple. I'm really excited. One of the wines we're doing is a Pet Nat, which is kind of one of the newest hot trends in wines, which is a wine that's actually fermented in the bottle. But it's not like a champagne at all. It's almost, I consider it halfway between a beer and a wine.
Hmm. Mike looks intrigued.
So, yeah, we're doing that, and we're pairing that with some homemade focaccia and a slow-roasted eggplant and pepper spread.
Nice.
And then we're doing a couple more traditional wines. We are doing a Sangiovese that's going to be paired with scungili and marinara sauce, and we're doing an Amarone that's going to be with with gnocchi and gorgonzola. So, basically, we kind of taste one. We taste a lot of wines. As I say, the market research for us is terrible.
Well, but, Mike says
we try and pick some of our favorites and do these deeper dives into, as opposed to our weekly wine flights, which are more casual, come whenever you want,
and I
read
love
up
those.
A little.
I've been in for those a number of times, and I really enjoy that, the flights.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Well, thank you. We figure that's our way to help people that like to experiment with wine, mm-hmm. but don't want to commit to a whole bottle or even a whole glass that they haven't tried. They can come in and kind of try different things every week.
Yeah. You should see Mike do flights at his place. It is a case of each wine. And we'll sample the case and see if we like it.
Then we take
I'm going to guess his flight size, no, is actually like, 2 glasses deep. Then everyone likes wine when that's the size.
So is this your first pairing since the pandemic ended? Did I miss one a month ago? Or?
It is not, actually. We did do one about a month and a half ago where we did a tour of France. Again, 4 wines and 4 to 5 small plates. We actually did this. We've been doing this for about 3 years with the American Wine Society of Mobile. They have a chapter here in Mobile if people are interested. They have a Facebook page. We host events for them. We don't organize it. We aren't part of managing the American Wine Society, but basically it's a group of people on Facebook who are interested in learning about wine and doing more deeper education. And for the last few years, we've been doing these deeper dives with them on a monthly basis where we pick a theme and some food to pair, and they get to, we really, I mean, it's still fun. I'm not trying to, no one has to take notes or use highlighters, but it's a deeper discussion, you know, about wine than just getting a, you know, a fun little flight that you can experiment with.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I would be very interested in, when you're ready to do South America.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yes. Well, you know, we love to do Southern Hemisphere wines, and I'm not going to lie, I think I do make some pretty fun empanadas. So
yummy.
Well, I'm all for that. Now, for people who may not have been to Firehouse, where is it located and how can they get in contact with you?
Sure. We are, we're downtown Mobile. We're only about half a block off of Bienville Square on 216 St. Francis Street. So if people know where the Hilton Garden Inn Hotel is, we're just catty corner to that. And if they are interested in coming to this event or any other events, our website is firehousewinebar@yahoo.com. And we're also on Facebook. And we do post our, as I said, we do different wine flight every week. That's more come when you feel like it and right. Experiment when you feel like it. And we post that on Facebook every week. And then we do these deeper dives, like I said, every month or two. And we usually post those 2 or 3 weeks in advance.
Man, that is fantastic, Margo. Thank you for coming on this morning. I'm going to let you get back to sleep, and we're going to keep yakking because we're going to talk to Matt Lamond next.
Oh,
about the insiders.
Well, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate
it. Thank you, Margo. Thanks for getting up early for us.
Yeah, that was the struggle.
We live it every week.
Go feed your kitties.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. Thank you.
You know, she's got it used to be a firehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a pole in there, a fire pole.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be
too has gotten Mike in Facebook jail.
Yeah.
That would be a great fundraiser, is let people slide down the pole.
Is there a second story to slide down from?
There is a second story, okay. But I think it's blocked off.
Okay. Because I'm saying, I mean, if you're only sliding 3 feet, it's not much.
No, it's more than 3 foot.
Okay.
But, you know, they have had parties in there, and they've had to keep the women off the pole, or keep people off the pole, period.
I have heard that Mobile PD's had to step in a time or two because you were up there in your Speedo and your wife beater letting it green.
I don't even like that picture.
Then why is it framed and above your couch?
Anyway.
How many dollars did you pay?
I had to pay. I had to pay to get out of jail.
Here, put your pants back on.
Yeah, they paid me to put my clothes on. I'm just kidding. They're just kidding, folks.
Yeah.
They're just jealous.
Mike has not worked that particular pole.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks tempting, though, especially after the second bottle.
Well, you proved at Santa Monica Pier, you got the dance moves.
That's right. I do the dental floss.
Yeah. We're doing a live from Santa Monica Pier, and as soon as we go live, he starts dancing.
Why not? I felt like dancing, like Leo Sayer. I feel like dancing. And I don't, what I do, you don't call dancing.
Yeah. He's a far better dancer than I am. I will say that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I have always said that dancing and rapping, the secret to being good at either one of them is exactly the same.
Okay.
Don't worry whether or not you look like an idiot. Mm. Because it's worrying whether or not you look cool that makes you all stiff and not have the flow and the relaxation. If you don't care if you look like an idiot, you'll be a great dancer, a great rapper.
Now, I love...
And it's just simply, it's a confidence thing.
I love my brother.
Yeah.
I've had him a long time.
Mm-hmm. His entire life.
But back at when breakdancing days were going on,
mm-hmm.
I'd be at the mall, and I'd see him and a group of people breakdancing in the mall. At least they weren't shooting up the place, like some places today, like today's times. But I'd have to walk to the other end of the mall. So I wouldn't be embarrassed.
He doesn't do that anymore. You'd walk your mullet down to the other end.
Yeah,
to the Bel Air Mini Mall, and you go hang out by the head shop and look
the
tough.
The leather shop, where the candles are and the incense.
Mm-hmm. The candle shop was very cool. But
and the leather shop was cool.
When I was a teenager, it was the leather shop, the head shop. Was that the same thing?
I don't know.
We went there for Def Leppard bandanas
and stuff.
Well,
see, you had the candle shop, smelt It's smelled divine. And you had the incense. Well, they sold the incense too. Yeah. And then you had the leather shop. And I love the smell of leather.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Well, that was Mobile's first head shop, as they call it back then.
I'm banned from the flea market because there's a big table full of leather.
And you're banned from the flea market?
Is that I
have to work hard on that.
He's banned from Facebook. He's banned from the flea market. Is there any place you can go?
You know that white snake video with a person on the corner?
Oh, no.
That on that leather.
Yeah. And you about as cray-cray as Connie Kitten was, too.
Isn't that the one that died and then didn't die and then died again?
She died a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm thinking of a different one then.
She was crazy in the end. She was married to some baseball player and they split up because she was beating him to death.
Yeah, she hit him with a high heel or something.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was because she was a stunningly beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Great in Bachelor Party. And that was Tom Hanks' fiance in Bachelor Party.
In the beginning, she was.
Yeah.
I saw recent pictures.
Oh, none of that. It's
just, we all, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, look at us.
Yeah. And there's no silicone pumped into us. All right, folks, we're going to go. When we come back, we're going to talk to Matt Lamond with the new Insider Collective
Texas
Eatery.
On the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
He got it. First weekend, he gets it.
Get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All that cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When it gets around, start singing all night, drinking wine.
Have you ever hauled food?
Hauled food.
In one form or another, yes.
But that is not to be confused with a food haul. H-A-L-L. Do you know what a food haul is, Mike? Are you lost?
H-A-L-L?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Something like that. Would you like some clarification?
I feel like I'm going to get it.
Matt Lamond is joining us. And Matt, good joining us this
morning. Good morning.
Thank you so much.
Matt?
Yeah, good morning. How are you guys?
Just fine.
Thanks for waking up early.
For the folks here in Mobile that aren't familiar with the concept of a food haul, and I guess it's because they never drove over to Fairhope before, but can you enlighten Mobilians what this whole concept is?
Yeah, of course. And I appreciate you guys having me this morning. You know, a food hall, it's not actually a new concept at all. There are, you know, many larger cities that have, you know, upwards to, you know, 6 to 10 in their one city.
Right.
But a food hall is, you know, similar, I guess the best way to explain it is similar to a food court. But we choose to use more local, vendors in there. The vendors, operate out of a smaller kind of food truck size space, which allows the customers to come in and experience, you know, if the three of us went in there, we could all eat at a different spot and still sit down at the same table and enjoy, you know, whatever we ordered from the different vendors. So it gives multiple different options, and it allows the vendors to come in at a much lower cost investment versus, you know, the higher brick and mortar cost than it would be to establish a full scale restaurant.
Right. And from the chef's point of view, my point of view is this is a good way to take a concept and to try it out with the public before making that full investment in a full-on building. My guess is that you would probably like to see a lot of your vendors graduate to their own restaurant.
That is exactly the goal. You know, the goal is not to keep these vendors here forever. We want to, you know, see them have success, grow into their own brick and mortar spaces, whether we, you know, help find them those spaces, you know, help find them the investors that they need because of their success inside the food hall. But the goal is to, yes, incubate some spaces really into downtown Mobile and show that these type of places can be supported year-round.
Right, I think it's a great project. Yeah, I've kept up with the trend because I think it is a wonderful thing for an urban setting like this. if you've got a bunch of people in the same office, but they all want something different for lunch, a food hall is the perfect solution because everyone goes and gets what they want. And you have the opportunity doing that. Like, say, Mike loves comfort food. He's going to go in and he's going to
look at me.
He's going to gravitate towards, you know, if somebody's got fried chicken and mashed potatoes, he's going to go for that. Well, somebody else may be wanting to eat healthy. And then you have, you know, a place in there that is specifically healthy foods or alternative diets like gluten-free and veganism.
Or they only have chopsticks.
That's right. Right.
and that's the balance. You know, that's the, you know, as I'm getting a lot of applications coming in and, you know, I want everybody. You know, I'm really trying to get it out there to get as many applications as possible so we don't, you know, make these decisions and then, you know, someone, you know, say, oh, man, I wish this would have been perfect for me. You know, we have 5 total stalls in there, and that's kind of what we call them, a stall. And the stalls are equipped with everything that the restaurateur would need to required by the city and county. So we provide 3 compartment sink, hand sink, hot and cold water, grease interceptor. We're also going to equip all of them with a hood vent, even if some of them don't require it, just in case there is a turnover for a successful stall.
Right.
The following stall needs a hood vent. We don't want to disrupt the entire mojo of the whole place. So we're just going to equip all of them with hood vents. So we have 5. So, yeah, the trick is to, you know, put that magic combo of places together.
Yeah. So that sounds cool. So it would be like 1 healthy, 1 soul food or country food, and then you got 3 that you can play with. But those other 2, those are going to be stalwarts. Every day you're going to have, I mean, I can tell you from places I work, there are these guys that work in long sleeves and boots in 105-degree weather that will walk in and want hamburger steak with gravy and potatoes for lunch. It doesn't matter. They're going to eat that stick to your ribs food every day, and you're always going to have people looking for healthy alternatives. So that's the right. Other 3, you just get to have fun, man. You want to put a sushi bar in there, you can do that. If you want to put, it sounds like a fun job trying to pick out what you're going to have.
Yeah, it is great. And with the applications that have come in, we've got such great people so far. You know, it's really going to, you know, I feel like it's going to be tough to narrow some down and, you know, try not to break some hearts with just having 5 stalls. I mean, in other cities, I mean, they have ones that have upwards of, you know, 20 to 30 stalls in there, you know, so they have a lot of options and a lot of different things. You know, we have some room for growth, but we felt that it was good to kind of start this way and, you know, get some success. And then if we want to grow into more stalls, we can do that.
I think it's a fantastic idea. Where is it going to be located?
Yeah, so it's 518 Dolphin Street. So it's just 1 block east of my other bars, O'Daly's Irish Pub and Post Crafted Cocktails and Wine Bar. So kind of exploring a little bit more in the next block, but I'm happy to make the trek every day.
And will people say at Post, who are drinking cocktails, is there any way for them to just strut down there, get some food, and come back and finish their cocktail maybe? Is that part of the plan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I'm actually working to potentially do it where there's a runner where you can actually get the food from any of the stalls and bring it to Post versus the customer having to even leave their seat. I've just got to kind of work through a little bit of that. You know, we currently use O'Daly's Kitchen to service Post and Cedar Street Social Club, which, you know, is in that same block as the food hall.
Right. I was there recently for Lauren Murphy's show, and it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. She's awesome. She really is. That was my first time going. Mike has been a couple of times. So Cedar Street is a
she's been on. I've been there for some benefits and then listened to some friends play, and it's a great place. Right. I mean, I love the idea of where you got it at and how you get in it. And it's super. It's super, super.
Yeah, and you know, to kind of spin off on that a little bit, you know, we're adding another bar next to the food hall as well. So 2 of the stalls will get to serve the bar late night through a window.
Nice.
And then there'll be 2 stalls that'll be opened up to Dolphin Street. So accordion doors, you can sit on Dolphin Street. You can order on Dolphin Street. when the food hall closes, the other two stalls, you know, which I'm kind of calling my A stalls, they'll be able to service the bar next door as well as Cedar Street's customers. You know, we prior to COVID, we were more of a members social club, and we had, you know, non-member perks and stuff like that as well. But moving forward with this project, you know, we're making Cedar Street more of a music venue and less of a members only club, and so that we can really you know, let everybody, you know, see what it has to offer.
I might have to get my members only jacket out.
Heck yeah. And I'm sure Mike has one. I couldn't get one that fit me. Here's the thing, Matt is not old enough to remember this, I don't think.
Probably
but
not, no.
Parachute pants and members only jackets in men's clothing stopped at size large. You could not get them. And the other one was sun breeches.
Well, see, we didn't have big people back then because we did disco dancing. And we danced all the off.
That was cocaine.
And there was a lot of drugs. There was a lot of drugs, too.
Yeah. Cocaine was that
earlier.
What was that? What was that, Matt?
I said, you guys already gave me the tips and tricks on the dance moves earlier about not being stiff, you know?
Now, keep in mind, those who do, those who can't teach, I'm stiff as a board when I get up there. I can't not. When I do look good dancing is when I don't care whether I look good dancing.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's why I guess the expression, dance like no one's looking. Yeah. So,
yeah, I need to get my shoulders to relax a little bit myself, so I'm going to start pretending like nobody's there, I guess.
Just watch Hitch, man. Will Smith will teach you all you and I need to know about dancing.
Lord.
Our feet never move. Matt, do you have a target date for this to open, or is it still kind of up in the air?
I'm kind of saying a winter of this year. The goal is to kind of get this thing, you know, my goal is to choose all of the vendors by August 1st. So that I can start getting them together and organized and looking at their menus. You know, the vendors won't, you know, even if it's a vendor that has a small, you know, has a restaurant and wants to explore downtown Mobile and we go with them, you know, most of them will encourage them to have a smaller menu just because of the storage space that they'll have.
Right.
But August 1st is when I'm trying to have all of the vendors chosen. And, you know, really by November-ish to really get this thing going, because the holidays are great downtown. Mm-hmm. We have room for a private area in the food hall, so the vendors will get those perks to be able to do the catering for those private areas as well as for post. And then I have a really good feeling that this year's Mardi Gras or next year's Mardi Gras is going to be outrageous. Yeah. So I really want us to get kind of comfortable in our parachute pants before we bust a move, you know what I mean?
All right. Well, Matt, we have a lot of potential vendors that listen to the show this morning, so if they want to contact you about possibly having a stall, where should they go?
Yes, they should go to our website. It's theinsiderfoodhall.com, and right on the main page it just says apply. There's no commitment to apply, and it has the list of questions. You're not actually required to answer any of them, but the more information, the better. Will give me an idea of kind of where your head's at and, you know, where your organization is and maybe where you need some help. You know, right now I'm kind of just collecting all those things and doing some phone calls with everybody before I really narrow it down and see what they have to offer prior to August. But, you know, I really encourage anybody that's interested to reach out.
Cool. Absolutely fantastic information this morning. Matt, thank you for doing this, because I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, Matt, you have a great entrepreneurial mind and spirit, and I'm a fan, and just keep doing it, man. You're just tearing it up down there.
Well, I appreciate you guys. You know, the support like this really helps us out, so thanks for giving me the chance to talk about it.
Yes, absolutely. Sir. All right, folks, we're up against a commercial, 343-0106. What is that, Mike?
That's the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
Two in a row.
And also, you can find out where to buy some parachute pants at.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All
Hey, Stu.
Hey, Mike. I got a question for you.
Why?
See if you can guess what it is. Where'd you eat?
Where'd I drink?
Where did you drink your lunch?
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of Champies.
Mm-hmm.
And last week I went in there and I got their Champies fried chicken salad. It was so good. I went back yesterday.
And got more salad.
And got it again.
Got you some salad. That's good.
I love their tamales.
You take their fried chicken and cut it up and put it on that.
That's your salad?
Well, they got cherry tomatoes.
That's healthy.
It's a salad.
They got cherry tomatoes. They got pickles. They got boiled eggs on there, sliced up.
It's a Charleston chicken salad. Does it have bacon as well?
No.
Okay. No. A Charleston chicken salad
is so good.
It
don't need no bacon to make it better.
A Charleston chicken salad is you know, your lettuce mix.
Yeah.
Cheddar cheese, boiled egg, fried chicken breast chopped up, bacon. I mean, it's a delicious salad. If you put ranch on it, I mean, you're not getting any benefits.
No, I didn't put Italian.
There you go. That's much better. Did you eat anywhere else? Any place in the Flo Shell area?
I met some real cocky chef at at Bay Barbecue.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you.
Barbecue is so good.
It's so delicious. And you don't have to tug it off the bone. It just falls right off when you sink your teeth into it.
Yeah.
And there again, eggs. I had deviled eggs. I just love eggs. I really do. Any way you can fix them with ribeyes and
you should do
hamburgers.
Triple D.
I love it. You should do
Triple D with Guy. And whenever he's at some place that they want him to try an egg dish, you step in and go, I'll try that for you, Guy.
Yeah.
And then you can go back and take a nap
kinda
in
like
the back.
Kind of like the royal taster.
Yeah. You're just the egg taster. I will do all the egg stuff for you, Guy.
I do. You know, we had the eggs at Noble South that time.
The deviled eggs
that were off the charts.
I'm telling you, Turkey and the Wolf in New Orleans, their deviled eggs, which are garnished with deep-fried chicken skin. It's worth the drive to get a fried bologna sandwich and deviled eggs from Turkey and the Wolf in New Orleans. It's that good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, Bay Barbecue was terrific.
It was.
I really love the erotic ribs. That spice rub is just wonderful, and it's not like anything.
Mm-hmm.
Leanna, if you haven't been, it's not like any barbecue you've ever had.
I haven't, but now I have
to. It's gourmet barbecue.
Yeah, it is really spectacular.
So nice.
It is great. Erotic. It's erotic. But Arthur does a great job there. It's right across the street from Butch Cassidy's.
Yeah.
It's easy to miss if you're looking at it, so pay attention. Because I've been there before and have driven by it looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's across the street, so where like the...
Right next to Wimpy's floor.
Okay.
Yeah, right to the right of it.
It was like an old house, and he's got a porch out front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the deck does help spot it now.
Yeah.
And he needed a little extra seating. But just a great place. And I forgot to tell you, when I was in Lousdale, I told you after the show, I found an old-fashioned burger stand. And for those that are younger than us, it used to be before fast food joints were everywhere, you'd just be driving down some two-lane road in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden, there's a burger stand on the side of the road. And you pull in, and you get a great burger, and you keep going. I found one in Lousdale, just past Hokie's Barbecue.
Okay.
We're both fans of Hokie's Barbecue.
Yes.
On 26, like you're headed to Wiggins. Jack's Dogs and Burgers.
I'll be there.
I have two. They are good.
You been there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a really good burger. It looks like it is either a food truck that's just parked permanently, or it broke down there and they just said, let's build a restaurant around it. Either way, it works. Yeah. But it was really good. So if you're in that Lousdale area, and those of us in West Mobile like to use that veterinary clinic over there, there's you something to do.
I like, too, down in Pascagoula, I like Ed's.
And, I'm not familiar with it.
Ed's has been there a long time, and you can't go in. You have to walk up to the window to order and eat in your car. And they got the slanted glass in the front, like an old diner. And it is an old hamburger stand. And you got the front. The women, they wear the full white outfit with the little hat on
top. Oh, that's cool.
And I'm thinking, this guy has got it going on here. And, I mean, he's got a good deal. And people all over. Now, I can't imagine what it was like. I didn't go over there during the COVID thing.
Right.
But
It had to be crazy. People down the road, like the Rolling Stones were in town or something, trying to get tickets to get into place. But it's a phenomenal burger, you know.
We need to have Carl back on, Carl Tilley. Because it's time for an update on what's going on in the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Yes.
And he is, I'm drawing a blank to the word. It starts with a C, but anyway.
A chef?
Well, he is a chef. Anyway, I'm looking for someone to handle the same duties for us in Pensacola.
If you, I was just thinking that. We didn't,
correspondent. That's the
correspondent.
Word. Yeah. We have a Mississippi Gulf Coast correspondent.
It's I may have
Chef
somebody.
Carl Tilley. That's good. There's always the go-to with Chris Sherrill.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I, with him being in and out, I may contact him, see if he's got somebody that.
But you know, we live here and we try to get out and support everybody in this area. But sometimes I want to go over that way or the other way.
It's our neighborhood. Just because there's this regional. Imaginary line that someone put up that changes the last name behind the city,
they're in our listening range.
Right, they're right. Pensacola and Biloxi, they're within an hour's drive. So that's your neighborhood.
We need a Florida Gulf Coast correspondent.
Yes, we do. Once a month, come on and talk to us about what's going on in the Pensacola area.
That's already an expert in the field.
Right, right.
That can actually describe.
Yeah, and Carl is a wonderful source because he is a chef, but now he's working as a distributor, visiting all these restaurants, and he's turned me on to some new places in Mississippi, and I turned him on to one, that Tom's Extreme Pizza in Ocean Springs, which is just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And it's worth the drive to Ocean Springs to eat
this
pizza.
There's so many great places. You got the Hero place there in Ocean Springs. You got
pizza
place you just talked. You got Huck's. You got
Bozo's.
Bozo's. And there's a ton of others.
Jack's by the Tracks.
Great sushi.
It's and sandwiches
and music.
Yeah, and see these are our neighbors, folks. Just because there's a state line, I mean, think about it. I live closer to Mississippi than I do to downtown Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So why shouldn't I go over to Mississippi to hang out with? Because it's just an imaginary line. It means nothing.
Yeah,
except for political reasons, and I don't mean the negativity of political. I mean who you vote for.
Yeah,
you know whose district you're in. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that when you go to Pensacola, you're not supporting local.
Yeah.
Because it's local. That's right.
And when the Brick Pit was open, people came from all over the world to the Brick Pit.
They came from everywhere but Mobile, Alabama. That was the point.
Something like that.
Yeah. Every place in the planet had eaten at Brick Pit except Mobile, Alabama.
We had a good share of people that came in.
Yeah, that's true. Y'all had a good regular crowd.
Yeah.
But there have, people have said many times there's no more good barbecue in Mobile since the Brick Pit closed, and that's not true.
Go to the Bay Barbecue.
Bay Barbecue, Meat Boss is terrific. Rogers,
Cotton,
or Jay Rogers.
Cotton State.
I have not tried Cotton State, but I have
Cotton
one.
State.
They have survived where they are as long as they are. They must be good.
And they have a food truck.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also go to Robertsdale and go to Buster's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll get this call real quick. Tim, what's up, Tim?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Enjoying your show here. I just had a question. I heard you talking about the different restaurants across, and I was wondering, you said you get a correspondent and whatnot, but made me think, do you guys ever, or does anybody ever sponsor like a cook-off where you can just bring any kind of meal? I pretend to cook pretty good. Most people that eat my food like my cooking at home, but, that's probably because I'm doing the cooking.
Yeah, keep an eye out on anything you see on Dolphin Island. They usually have a wild card category where you cook anything you want.
Okay, so you can come there and just kind of cook it up and see what people think about your cooking to kind of give you an idea whether you could ever
have a
food truck or something.
You might get a wrestling belt.
Yeah, but we got to go, Tim. Right, thanks, Tim, for calling in.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Get out there, support local, be local, buy local. Get out there and support Bob's Downtown Diner, Callahan's Irish Social Club, and Le Bichon Wine Bar.
And Provolone.